Here are some highlights from The Best Little Theater in Town, a Broadway-bound musical by Sally Albrecht and Jay Althouse for unison and two-part voices. Two narrators discuss the elements of a classic musical theater production as the story of a small-town theater company struggling to make ends meet unfolds in this play within a play. There's plenty of drama and more than enough comedy in this fabulous theatrical score and entertaining book. Why not make your school the best little theater in town this year? Staging suggestions are included.
According to Mr. Pennypacker's books, your account is almost wiped out.
That's right. You'll have to close the theater by the end of the week.
Oh, no! What will we do? Cecil, how could this happen? I thought we were doing so well.
Our new show is one of the biggest productions we've done in years, but I've stayed under budget. I can't imagine what has happened.
What will we do? What will we do? What will we do if the theater is through? What will happen to the actors and what about the crew? Oh, what will we do?
What will you do? What will you do? What will you do if the theater is through? What will happen to your income? No interest will accrue. Oh, what are you going to do?
If we had a choice, if we had a clue, if we had an entrepreneur in you.
This is the best little theater in town.
But in any town.
Yeah!
It can't happen now. Before I've taken my first bow, I've spent so much time, and I'm about to reach my prime.
There must be a way that we can still put on this play.
The outlook is bleak. You only have a week. We must raise some dough. We've got to save the show. We'll make it happen if we work together. We must raise some dough. Our bank account is low, but we must.
They're gonna do it. They're gonna work together to save the theater. Isn't it great?
Oh, but not so fast. Remember, Steve Talley said he had something important to discuss with Mrs. G. Let's see what's up.
There's something sneaky going on round here, and I am certain what it is, now I fear. Because I've had a couple looks at Pennypacker's book.
Now our little theater might disappear.
You know I never really trusted Jim. I've always thought there's something odd about him. He always wanted to control Mr. Goodman.
Yes, it's so.
And now our situation is dim.
Oh no, it can't be true.
Oh yes, it is.
What can we do?
That's him, officers! Arrest that man! He has set up a fake company called Save a Penny and has stolen thousands of dollars from Mrs. Goodman and the best little theater in town.
Get him, officer!
Excuse me a moment. I forgot I have an appointment across town.
Get him! No, not him! Him!
Let's put on a show!
Woo-hoo! Open the door, let the audience in. We're gonna put on a
show. Open the curtain and turn on the light.